Welcome to Think Wing Radio with Mike Honig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. I have a guest tonight. Her name is Taz Chris. She is from Mensa. She is a second-generation Mensan who joined as a teenager. She was re-elected to the American Mensa Board of Directors in 2017 as the vice chair of Region 6 and is the president of the local Gulf Coast. Yeah, whatever works. The local Gulf Coast area. So, welcome, Taz.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. We are also doing our fall fundraiser, so the phone number is going to be a little different. The pledge number, which I hope you will use largely and often, is 713-526-5738. The call-in number, and we'll only have two lines, so we may have to juggle if you guys get really interested, is 713-526-5752. Okay, so just starting off with some little tidbits, I do want to remind folks that if you have not registered to vote yet, it's too late. That was last week. However, early voting starts on October 23rd and runs through November 3rd. You can get the schedule for Harris County voting places at harrisvotes.com. You can also go to votetexas.gov, which sends you to the Secretary of State's office, and you can find all your voting information. You can be referred to the ballot for your specific precinct. Same thing at harrisvotes.com, except Harris is Harris County, and Vote Texas would be any county, any precinct, anywhere in the state. Votetexas.gov, harrisvotes.com. I also want to remind people that our fine government has done everything they can to keep you from enrolling in Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, but it is still possible. And you can start looking at what's going to be there going to healthcare.gov. I think the enrollment period starts something like November 15th, but don't quote me on that. You want to check on that and get the information from them. Let's see. Okay, we did the early voting, we did the health care. So, my guest tonight is, as I said, Taz Chris. We're going to talk a little bit about Mensa. Mensa, why don't I let you describe Mensa? And that way I won't say anything that I might regret.
So, Mensa is a social organization for members who test in the top 2 percentile on a standardized IQ test.
Now, there are other kinds of tests that qualify. It doesn't have to be an IQ test. It can be an SAT. It can be, I forget what some of the LSAT. It can be New York State Region Scholarship.
It depends on when you took it. Mm. We actually no longer accept the SAT. Currently, the SAT, several decades ago, actually underwent some changes for what it tests and became more of an achievement test than an aptitude test. And for IQ or intelligent quotient, we really are looking at how you think, not what you think.
Now, some people may think of this as being a little snobby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, we're in the top 2%. Mm-hmm. But really, I mean, I have been a member. I will mention that if you guys can meet the goal that I have for the show, I will re-up my membership. So that's my commitment to you. But it really is a remarkably diverse mixture of people. You've got conservatives, you've got liberals, you've got professionals, you've got trade people. Mm-hmm. It really is, I mean, you've got taxi drivers, you've got everybody. It really is a remarkably diverse group of people, considering that theoretically, at least, they are in the top 2% in terms of intellectual potential. I'm not going to say achievement or intelligence, but potential.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that makes Mensa so interesting to me, is it's really about the variety of people that you come across in the organization. Because you will see someone, a legitimate rocket scientist, and you'll also see a teacher, and you'll see a stay-at-home parent, and someone that works for the post office.
For the purposes of Mensa, what exactly is the difference between a so-called IQ test and certain other standardized tests for admission? Like what would be the qualifications? If you had a record, an official record of some kind of a standardized test that would be acceptable to Mensa, what would be the stipulations? Like how long ago, which tests? Can you sort of give me an idea?
So we do have specific tests that we accept. We do not, however, put a restriction on when you took the test. So if you qualified at any time, we're happy to welcome you. Just send us a certified copy of your scores. There is a list available online of some 200-plus tests on the national website, which is AmericanMensa.org. And Mensa is M-E-N-S-A. It's Latin for table. But throwing that in there.
We're just all flatheads.
So the idea when it was founded in 1946 is that it would be a roundtable discussion for intelligent people. That was where the initial idea for Mensa came from in Britain.
The reason that I'm now writing something down is we were going to talk in a little while, I guess maybe sooner than I thought, about the Mensa Scholarship Program. That's from the Mensa Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So American Mensa, Mensa Foundation, what's the difference?
So American Mensa is the social organization. That is the membership organization. The Mensa Foundation is our sister organization. They are a charitable organization. They give tens of thousands of dollars in scholarships every year. They give grants. They do a lot of work for gifted youth. They provide resources for the youth themselves, for teachers of gifted youth, for parents of gifted youth. So they are our charitable 501c3 organization that works in partnership with American Mensa, which is the membership organization.
Now, American Mensa is not a 501c3.
No, it is
not. But the foundation is.
Yes, it is.
So if you wanted to contribute to the foundation, let's say to aid the scholarship work, that would be something.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk a little about the scholarship. You don't have to be a Mensa member or a child of a Mensa member or a legacy of a Mensa member. There are basically open standards. Anyone can apply as long as they meet the qualifications. Can you give us something a little quickly about that and how they would get to the website to actually dig down into this information?
Absolutely. Our scholarships are given entirely based on an essay application. So it does not matter financial need. Your grades are not taken into consideration. It really is you write a 550-word essay and you submit it and our members judge them. And so every single essay that is submitted has to be judged by at least three different people, and the top scoring ones will receive various scholarships. Now, we have some that are completely open, some that are restricted to what your major is, but they are not based in any way on grades or financial need. It's all about the essay.
So some of them are specialization scholarships. Some of them would be what you might call liberal arts scholarships.
Absolutely.
I do want to mention, since we are doing a fundraising drive, we have several Mensa-related premiums, and we have priced them, I think, very moderately. For a $25 pledge, you can go to the sample IQ test, which is normally an $18 value, but in this particular case, for $25, you'll be able to get the sample IQ test so you can try yourself out and support KPFT and get a basic membership. Or at the $50 level, you can get what we're calling a small basket, which includes the sample IQ test, which is normally $18. It includes the Bulletin Anniversary Edition, which at some point I'll let Taz clarify or if somebody specifically asks, and you get a free tchotchke. And
exactly.
There are a variety of tchotchkes. The gift basket includes the free sample test, the crossword a day calendar, which is basically a little sort of slightly rectangular desk calendar where you tear off the pages. It's supposed to be like a 10-minute crossword, unless you're not in Mensa, and then it might be a one-hour crossword. Who knows? The premium basket also includes a T-shirt, long or short sleeve, a Bulletin Anniversary 50th Anniversary Edition from Mensa, a Brilliant Notes notepad, a miniature cell phone backup battery, a brain pen, which when you write something, it lights up and says, "That's a great idea." and a pair of Mensa sunglasses, which you may or may not want to wear in public, I suppose, depending on, you know, the labeling. So that's $100. The small basket is $50. That's the bulletin anniversary, the free sample test, and a tchotchke. And then you have the premium basket for $100, which is the free sample test, the bulletin anniversary edition, the crossword a day, et cetera, et cetera. So $25, $50, $100. Your money all goes to KPFT, and Mensa is contributing the premiums to you. So this is a really nice deal. The phone number, 713-526-5738. That would be to make a pledge. We hope you will make a pledge. And, of course, you can make pledges exceeding $100 or in odd numbers like $53.50. You know, it's okay. We're not picky. You can do checks. You can do debit cards. You can do credit cards. If you're driving right now, just tell Siri what number you want to dial and call in, and you can make your pledge, and we can take the paying information later. Lots of different ways to do it. Don't be discouraged. 713-526-5738.
The call-in line is full right now.
I am seeing that.
Three lines you can call to make a donation.
Ah!
The number again, Mike.
The number again for the three lines, and you'll notice those outnumber the call-in line, 713-526-5738. Okay, you're listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig on KPFT 90.1 FM. Bob Gartner is on controls. You can visit my website where there are links to many of the things we're talking about here for Mensa and the scholarships, and that is at thinkwingradio.com. You can follow me on Twitter at thinkwingradio. I've made it simple. And I guess we'll go to our first caller, which would be Gary. Gary, you're on the air. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, I would like to tell Miss Chris a funny story.
Okay, is it clean? Are we going to have to hover over the red button?
Of course not.
Oh, good.
Miss Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want to tell you, now you remember that Alice in Wonderland went to an unbirthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I am the world's only un-Mensa member.
I would probably...
Now, wait. It's a funny story. I want to tell it.
Okay. It better be funny.
My father was a Mensa member. Mm-hmm. He was very proud of that. He was an airline pilot.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was a PhD. He was a Mensa member.
Mm-hmm.
My father submitted my scores, and I was accepted as a Mensa member, but all I had to do was fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the 60s, power to the people, and I said, that's the most arrogant, conceited, self-righteous, how these people think they're so smart. I'm for the people. Screw you. And I did not join, and I never did. I just want to say I was accepted as a member of Mensa, and I'm the only human being on the planet that ever declined.
I
thought you would find that kind of funny.
I am betting you're not.
Anyway, I think Mensa is a wonderful organization. It's great. I'm so proud about it. And I have to admit that back then, you know, I'm in my 60s. I was very proud of myself for not joining, but now I sort of regret it. But my dad.
Well, it's never too late, Gary.
Gary, Mike has a point. If you have records of your scores, it doesn't matter when you took them. You can still submit them and join now.
It could be 1915. It's okay.
Okay.
Let's start a campaign.
I'm enjoying your show a lot.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Assuming that you pass the tests or submit a legitimate test, or not legitimate, mm-hmm. but a qualifying test, so membership dues?
Membership dues are currently $79 annually, and that is paid to the national organization.
And then you get a piece of the action.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any benefit for students or people over a certain age, 60, 62, 65?
At this point, there's not, because we are tied to International Mensa, and they make it very clear that we don't want any different classes of membership. So
that's very annoying of them.
Yes, but we like to keep all our members on
egalitarianism. Works all well and good when you're making enough money.
It is. It's an interesting prospect, and I do understand for some people it is definitely a financial challenge, but I will say that when I was 18, both of my parents, as you mentioned earlier, were members. I'm a second generation member. When my parents stopped paying for my dues when I was 18, I had been a member for 4 years at that point. Mm. And I made sure that I still paid my dues every year, and I maintained my membership from the time that I moved out and started paying my own bills, because the organization and the community that I found within the organization were so important to me.
I did enjoy the social interactions when I was a member, and I would like to be a member again. I think I probably will be. I have to say, interestingly, one of the most fun things I ever did as a Mensa member, they had, it wasn't a beer tasting, but it was a beer education thing, where they brought samples of the different ingredients. You're nodding your head like you might recall.
I don't recall,
this
but
would be
I
a
have...
long time ago.
So I've actually recently done a, in the Gulf Coast Mensa area, which covers Houston and most of Southeast Texas, I have been scanning a lot of our old newsletters in. So I've been reading a lot of, as I'm digitizing these things, I'm reading a lot of the old events that have been held in the past.
You know, one of the interesting things about this, and the same thing goes, I was at a wine tasting once when I was on a cruise. And what's interesting is they ask you, can you taste this note? Can you taste that note? But you don't have anything to compare it to,
mm-hmm.
which was what was wonderful about this beer training, if you will. Not sure what to call it exactly, because they gave you a little piece of hops to taste, a little piece of dark roasted barley, light roasted barley,
mm-hmm.
All these different ingredients, so that you could actually pick the notes that you liked. And it has helped me find beers that I enjoy much more, because mm-hmm. it's not as random. I can say, well, you have a beer, you know, it's like a wheat beer, not too hoppy, maybe a little fruity. So I sound like a snob. But I find beers I like that way. And, I mean, this is all due to that one thing that I had at Mensa, aside from the house parties and the other mm-hmm. things. It's just interesting.
It is very interesting. One of the both challenges and best attributes of Mensa is the diversity of our members. And that means that we are interested in a lot of things.
Which can be a downside. I think that's why so many Mensa members, and you and I have had the discussion about this term, so I'm going to use it loosely. I think that's why so many Mensa members tend to be underachievers. They find so many things interesting that it's hard to do the kind of specialization that a profession often requires these days to be quote-unquote successful. Let me take a caller, Mark. And by the way, I'm going to give out phone numbers. You
sure.
can pledge at 713-526-5738. We do have three premiums at the $25, $50, and $100 level. And you can call in. Mark, of course, is on one line. But we do have an open line, 713-526-5752. If you want to talk about Mensa, maybe your experiences with school or tests you've taken or all kinds of stuff that can relate around this. So, Mark, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hello. First, my IQ is 135.
Mine's about 142, so there.
Yeah, but I never tried to be a Mensa member, but I worked for a small advertising agency where both of the owners were Mensa members, and they never stopped telling me that they were Mensa members, and they never stopped belittling me and telling me that they were smarter than I was. This was the most bizarre situation.
I take it they didn't do it with a sense of humor, that you were somewhat offended by it.
No, not at all. Very dry people. They bragged about it.
Mm.
They fired me eventually because they kept asking me, how do I come up with this concept? How do I know how all this stuff about lithography and print, which we were back then, mm-hmm. and also I had radio experience back then, and they did not, so I was doing the radio commercials. Anyway, they never stopped bragging, but they're always baffled by the stuff I was doing. I'm hanging up by. I will never be a friend with a Mensa member. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to speak a little bit in defense. Have you hung up, Mark? I guess he has. I think that there are people that need the ego support of being able to say, this is something I can do that a lot of people can't do. You know, it can be Mensa. It can be rocket science. It can be, well, I started a business and mine succeeded and yours didn't. And there are people whose sense of self-worth, no matter how successful they may appear financially or physically, there are people whose sense of self-worth is so low that they have to have something that they can beat other people over the head with. You know, it can be Mensa, it can be money, it can be power, it can be, I mean, it can be anything. It can be the car. You know, look at the car I drive. You don't drive a car like this. You will never drive a car like this. So
you know what Dylan said, right? You got to serve somebody.
I guess I'm not a Dylan guy. I'm not a folk music guy. So,
hey, we've got Nancy and Peg out in the lobby, and we'd love to get a couple of calls.
Boy, wouldn't we?
Get Mike some money.
Well, no, it doesn't go to Mike. It's sort of
5-6-5-7-3-8.
It's to KPFT care of Mike, so that we know you sort of like the show, like what I do. If you don't like tonight's show, maybe you liked some other show. That's okay too. 713-526-5738. You can pledge any amount you want, large or small. You can pledge monthly. You can pledge one at a time. We do, however, have three specific Mensa premiums at the $25, $50, and $100 level. You can, of course, you know, for $175, you can get all the premiums all together. So you get like three sample IQ tests, and you get like two tchotchkes and a lot of notepads. And the backup battery is a really cool thing. I mean, it's not an expensive thing, but it is an incredibly potentially useful thing.
Oh, my gosh. I use mine all the time. It's great.
So, well, you know what? Let's take Jonathan as the caller, may we? Jonathan, you're on the air. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing
okay.
tonight?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm new to Gulf Coast Mensa. Just recently joined,
I
tease about being the bottom 2% of the upper 2%. But I'll tell you what I truly love about being in Mensa, and this is one of the greatest things about it is I've been in Mensa since 1984. I was 13 years old when I started to join, and I was 14 years old when I completed the process. And what I truly love about it is you get five mentions in a room, and you start talking about any given subject, and you'll get 15 different opinions.
Yeah, we're a little all over the map.
and you can have a conversation about astrophysics on one side of you. You can have a conversation about the science of comedy in front of you. You can have a conversation about fart jokes on the over here on the other side.
Or comic books.
And everybody's having a good time. Everybody's enjoying themselves. And and when you walk away from it, you're all still friends because you're not. You don't think that people are only the independent opinions about that subject. They're whole people with whole processes and whole ideas. You don't get that with a whole lot of other groups.
I think one thing about people at Mensa, aside from the diversity of personality and interests, is they tend to see a lot of the gray between positions. So
exactly.
you might have someone who is a conservative, but they might be a little more willing than average to concede certain other points that, you know, well, you know, I've considered this and I've considered that, but I still kind of feel this way. It's a much more nuanced kind of conversation, whether it's politics or current events or art or the science fiction book or novel I read. I mean, it really is just because all of us, our interests are just too broad.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's exactly right. The only other point I wanted to make, or the only other thing I wanted to bring up, was testing. When I tested with a young lady who was pregnant, and when I found out later on that she was accepted in the Mensa also, and she took the exact same, she went through the exact same testing process that I went through, and I'm not sure I think that's fair. I want to know if they're doing anything about people smuggling extra brains into the testing. I just don't think that's right.
Only the ones they sit on.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about, guys. You guys have a great night.
Thanks,
okay,
Jonathan.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. Appreciate it. You're listening to Think Wing Radio on KPFT 90.1 FM. I'm Mike Honig. Bob Gartner is on controls. Taz Chris is the, the American Mensa Board Vice Chair of Region 6 and the local Gulf Coast President. You can go to AmericanMensa.com, and I guess I think there's
.org.
Mm-hmm. There's also a Gulf Coast Mensa website specifically. I guess the American Mensa site can take you there.
The American Mensa site has all of our local group chapters across the country. We have, I believe, 128 at the moment. I know it's in the upper 120s spread out throughout the country. Gulf Coast Mensa covers Houston. It actually goes from the Texas-Louisiana border all the way down to Victoria and then up to Hempstead and Huntsville. So we are a pretty diverse geographic region, but we are one of the larger groups in the nation. And AmericanMensa.org, you can find a local group near you, or if you're interested in a test, you can put in your zip code at AmericanMensa.org/join. You put in your zip code and you can find a test session near you as well.
Which would normally cost you, let's see, what is the normal test cost?
Normally our standard test costs $60.
That's the joining test.
The joining
test. Sample
test. The sample test is normally $18. If you pledge today, in any amount above $25, you will get a code to be able to take that practice test for free.
For free. Free is always a good number.
Free is a good number.
So you get a tax-deductible contribution to KPFT, and you get a free sample test to see how you might fare without having to plunk down a separate $18. That's a deal. So $25 gets you the sample IQ test. $50 gets you a small basket with the IQ test, the sample IQ test, the bulletin anniversary, and a miscellaneous small tchotchke. And for $100, you get the free sample test, the bulletin anniversary edition of the Mensa Bulletin, the crossword a day calendar, the Brilliant Notes notepad, the brain pens. You've got a great idea! And Mensa sunglasses and a miniature cell phone backup battery. So, nice deal, tax deductible, helps to support free speech radio. There is something that I wrote that I just want to read about KPFT. I kind of got into a thing a couple of nights ago where I began to think KPFT is. So the way I wrote it is, take it from the most conservative liberal at KPFT, which mostly it doesn't get disputed. KPFT is progressive talk radio. KPFT is local and regional music radio. KPFT is community issues radio. KPFT is narrowcasting radio. KPFT is public radio at its most public, most civic, and most diverse. KPFT is not just radio for peace. It's not just lefty radio. It is free speech radio and a unique media asset in Houston, but we need your help to keep it going. So that's why I am asking you to pledge your support. We have premiums. That's great. But at the end of the day, what it really is about is keeping KPFT on the air, keeping us in our building, keeping our license functioning, and keeping all the diverse programming, something like 100 different unique programs that we have at KPFT. Just for the record, there are about 55 radio stations in Houston, AM and FM. Half of those are owned by five or six companies. And none of them do progressive talk radio. Now, I know the music shows are what pull in most of the contributions here, but to me, it's the fact that we have progressive talk radio. You know, it's not conservative. It's not ultra-conservative. If you disagree, if you are a conservative and you call, mostly we don't make fun of you. It depends on which show you call, I have to be honest. But, I mean, we're open. We are free speech radio, and we need your help. 713-526-5738. If you want to talk about the Mensa premiums when you call, they have a list out there. There are other premiums available as well, shirts, mugs, caps, archived shows from Pacifica Radio going back decades, all kinds of different premium levels. I happen to have the Mensa premiums, but there are many others. 713-526-5738. Please call. Contribute what you can. Let's get Johnny on the air. The call-in number, by the way, is 713-526-5752. Johnny, go ahead. You're on the air. How you doing?
Well, I know who's not a Mensa member. He's got all the best words, and he loves to plagiarize.
Okay.
Come on, Mensa man. Who am I talking about?
I have absolutely no idea. How you doing, Johnny?
He's busy turning the White House into an outhouse. That's a big hint. Okay, now tell me who he is.
We're not going to go there. That's just not the topic tonight.
Okay, here's my question then. What's the percentage breakdown among Mensa members in terms of conservative versus liberal or Democratic versus Republican membership? Do you all keep track of stuff like that, being that Mensa members have a reputation for being anal?
We actually do not. That is
that is to say they do not have a reputation for being anal.
No. Don't get me wrong. Some of us are data junkies. But no, actually, Johnny, to answer your question, we really run the gamut because we are so incredibly diverse. We have a lot of members that lean conservatively. We have a lot of members that lean a little more liberally. But it is not something that we as an organization track, because as an organization, we are apolitical. Mensa as an organization does not have any political opinions. Now, that's not to say that our members don't, because as Jonathan, who called in earlier, mentioned, there's a whole lot of different ideas going on in a small group of Mensans, but we do not, as an organization, track anything like that because we are not a political organization.
Yeah, it would really make no sense, given your mission,
really?
As I would understand it. What would you describe your mission as? Is there a mission statement for Mensa?
There is a mission statement. And we actually live into that mission between our two organizations, between American Mensa and between the Mensa Foundation. So we encourage the identification and fostering of intelligence. We encourage research into the subjects of intelligence for the benefit of mankind, and we provide a social framework for our members to be able to have an intellectually stimulating community.
Johnny?
Two quick questions, and
yeah.
Then I hang up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the lowest and the highest in numerical scores? You mentioned you're 142, and what benefits? Your guest mentioned benefits to Mensa membership. Is there job counseling or training involved for people that are hitting hard times?
Hmm.
Because I'm sure cab drivers don't want to always be cab drivers.
Those are actually a couple of great questions.
Those are some great questions, Johnny.
I'm not even a Mensa member.
So the first question, as far as the number, is that it really depends on the test. Tests are scored on different scales. So you'll frequently hear people refer to a number like 130, 135, but it really depends on the test and which test is under review. All of our reviews go through our national supervisory psychologist. So I am not in any way a psychologist. I do not have any way to be able to analyze an IQ score. That is not my bailiwick.
I think that among the more common tests, the top score is 150.
Again,
the test that I took, the top score was 150.
It really depends.
When
it's
you
very
have
hard
someone,
to measure that high.
Well, the thing that was most revealing to me when I took my IQ test, you hear that IQ tests are culturally biased. And the one that I took absolutely was culturally biased. I almost think that they shouldn't even use the term IQ test, maybe something more like a functional IQ test, functional meaning you have enough background knowledge that you can function in the society in which you live at a certain level. You know who the first president of the United States was. You've heard of Shakespeare. Those kinds of things are cultural, and yet those, not that specific question, but those sorts of questions were on the IQ test.
So I'm going to come back to that in a sec, Mike, because I want to answer Johnny's other question.
Okay.
As far as benefits of membership.
Yes, absolutely.
Johnny, there is not currently a job counseling program that is available. There is a job board that is specific to Mensa members where jobs can be posted. Members have access to that. Other benefits of membership are the community of members and the interaction with members. We also, like many organizations, offer various discounts on things like rental cars and hotels. So it really depends on what you're looking for. I know A lot.
Can I suggest a good benefit to offer?
What is that?
Legal counsel for when members get arrested when they're politically active and they defend the rights of black people getting shot in the back by cops.
Man, you just can't keep the politics out of this show.
Yeah, that's what life is, my friend. And by the way, KPFT is eclectic.
It is that.
One word, brevity is a soul of wit, my 142 top-scoring buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, I hate to brag, but...
I don't have to brag. I just gave you one word.
There you go. All right, I appreciate...
Remember that. One word, short and sweet. That's what KPFT is.
I appreciate you calling, Johnny. Take care. All right, you are listening to KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, and we are in the middle of our fall fundraiser, or as we sometimes call it, fun drive. That number is 713-526-5738. We have people standing by eagerly awaiting your calls. We do have some premiums available that are Mensa-related. We have a free sample IQ test, normally an $18 value, included with a $25 pledge, which, by the way, gets you a membership in KPFT. We have a what we're calling a small basket with a 50th anniversary bulletin edition, basically many of the old bulletins with articles and informational pieces, along with a free sample test and a tchotchke, a Mensa tchotchke, which is very important. And then you have the premium gift basket, which includes the free sample test, the 50th anniversary Mensa bulletin edition, the T-shirts, which you can specify long or short sleeve, the Brilliant Notes notepads, a miniature cell phone backup battery, brain pens, what a great idea, and Mensa sunglasses, which you may or may not want to wear in public, depending. Now, the baskets, the main basket, there are only three of those. The small baskets, there are seven at the $50 level. At the $25 level, that free sample IQ test included with that $25 pledge, there are an unlimited number of those available. So very limited, somewhat less limited, unlimited. Those are your choices. $100, $50, $25, or any other amount that may, you know, be in between. $37.50 is cool. We're not picky.
We'll take it.
We'll take it. But really also, I think that one of the things that we want to emphasize here is there are people who think of Mensa because it's that top 2%.
Mm-hmm.
That think of it as being a little snobby. And one of our earlier callers talked about the fact that he worked for a couple of people that apparently were not very nice people, but, you know, it didn't have to be Mensa. It could have been their car. It could have been their bank accounts. It could have been anything. These were just people with weak self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
But like any other social group, if you do a cross-section, you're going to find all kinds of people in Mensa. They just tend to be interesting people.
That's absolutely true, Mike. It's very funny to me when people try to put a classification on our membership because we are so incredibly diverse. I have only ever heard one term other than intelligent that I believe applies to just about all of our members.
Okay, this ought to be interesting.
It's the word curious.
Okay.
Our members, you mentioned earlier that we tend to have a lot of interests, and that really is very much the case. Some of our members like to specialize, and they get curious about a particular topic, and they do a deep dive and will find every single piece of information that you could know about that topic. Some of our members, like myself, are
it's almost like an obsessive thing.
In some cases, yes. Some of us, like myself, are actually far more generalist. I tend to want to know a little bit of all the things rather than doing the deep dive into one particular thing.
I agree with that. I tend to go like a mile wide and an inch deep into a lot of different areas. But when I have a specific need, like when I buy a camera,
mm-hmm.
or if I'm buying a TV set, or when I had to rebuild my house after a fire and I had to relearn trades that I thought I knew, but the technology had changed so drastically. And that's when you do that deep dive, getting down into some of the details. And that got me into arguments with some of the contractors because they thought they knew better. But, you know, that's just the way that goes. I will say we need to repeat this number often. We are doing a fundraiser, 713-526-5738. Help support KPFT, your free speech radio, the only place in town where you can get the kind of local music you get and the kind of progressive talk radio that you get. I want to ask you, oh, and by the way, we do have an open line, 713-5, well, we had an open line, now someone is calling in. Never mind. But Bob is going to pick that up. One of the things that has always kind of perplexed me is that as a nation, as a group, we take enormous pride in American can do. Mm-hmm. We can get to the moon. We invented HDTV. We invented the VCR. We invented liquid paper. It's like we can do all of these things, and yet on a one in a one-on-one relationship, the kids that are going to grow up to be the adults who do these things are often terribly abused. What's up with that?
I think that one of the challenges that we see is that frequently there are ways that people can train to improve themselves. If they feel that they aren't strong enough, they can train and be stronger. And if they feel that they don't have a particular skill, they can learn about that skill. And I think there's a perception that intelligence, you either have it or you don't, and therefore it is by some means unfair. Now, honestly, I disagree with that. I think that the nature of intelligence, it is a combination of nature and nurture. You're born with a certain potential, but if you don't actually exercise that potential, then you're not going to flourish.
Also, intelligence, you know, we talk about geniuses, but when we use that word, we generally think of Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we talk about musical geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about artistic geniuses, geniuses in photography, geniuses in architecture. Genius, intelligence, is more than one thing. It's not just highfalutin thinking.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of different things. And again, when you talk about really any social group, but in this particular case we're talking about Mensa, we're talking about many different kinds of intelligence. I may talk to somebody about, I don't know, movies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe movies are not their thing. They may talk to me about sports. My eyes will glaze over. We may be very bright in our specific areas of interest, but that doesn't mean we share them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there's a lot of variety. It's just this whole thing puzzles me. I've noticed in some of the newer movies, now when some of the bright kids are getting bullied, very often there will be a line in that movie where, you know, someone comes over and commiserates, and the kid being bullied said, that's okay, these are the best 4 years of their life, they might as well enjoy it. So
it's interesting because frequently we see in pop culture and in society, especially movies, TV, even comic books, that the intelligent character has to have some flaw. Now, most people are familiar with The Big Bang Theory, with Young Sheldon, which is the new show out, you know, the spinoff on Sheldon Cooper. And it's really about the social awkwardness that goes with these incredibly intelligent people. And that's a very common stereotype. And in some cases, it's true.
And sometimes it's because they're not well accepted, so they don't get well socialized.
Exactly.
So it's like, which came first?
Very much so. The other piece, though, is you mentioned all the different types of intelligence, even within members that have all qualified for Mensa that took the exact same test. You're going to have a wide range. A very dear friend of mine who is a local member here, I frequently tease her because she is a wordsmith. She is a verbivore. She does all the words.
A verbivore.
Verbivore. I'm stealing that term from Richard Lederer, who is one of our members. But she loves words. She loves literature. She loves reading. And I like to read a good book. But I enjoy math. I enjoy numbers. And her eyes glaze when we talk about math. If somebody talks about math, she frequently says, nobody told me there'd be math. And she and I go...
There are many different kinds of intelligence.
Very much so.
And I mean, even if you're not in Mensa, just because you haven't passed a standardized test, that doesn't mean that you're not intelligent in some meaningful way, that you're a lot more intelligent than somebody else.
Absolutely.
You know, you might be a trade person. You might know the ins and outs of ironwork like nobody else. Well, that's a form of intelligence or even genius.
Absolutely.
People that can do things.
There are even physical geniuses. I would say that the majority of the Houston Astros baseball team right now are physical geniuses.
And my eyes are glazing. You're listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, a station that would dearly love to have the phone ringing with some pledges. 713-526-5738. We've got a couple of people standing by. We've got Mensa-related premiums as well as non-Mensa-related premiums at all kinds of price levels. Large or small or medium, we need and appreciate your support. Tax deductible if you itemize. I know we have Gary. Gary's kind of on standby because he's already been on the air. So just hang in there. We'll see how that goes. Kevin, I believe, is up next. And when Kevin is off, we'll have an open line, 713-526-5752. Bob, you want to put Kevin on? Kevin, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, I'm not sure if you guys were trying to or not sort of steer this in the political sort of direction, but I was wondering if you had any thoughts about when you look at, like, this sort of kind of random rise that we have now of this sort of alt-right. They, like, in looking at sort of, like, their background or their sort of where they get a lot of their ideas from, they seem to be sort of obsessed with IQ and when it comes to race. And I was just wondering, like, if you had any thoughts on that and, like, or any sort of rebuttals to that kind of talk, or if you thought about it at all, or did you see any kind of, you know, that being, obviously a negative. I mean, it seems to be something that needs to be sort of, you know, brought to light and sort of dealt with.
Well, actually, you reminded me that there's also this question of who has the higher IQ, Trump or Tillerson. I think Mensa has volunteered what's the word for that? Not exactly mediate, to sort of proctor that test.
Yes. President Trump did have an interview released with Forbes last week, I believe last Tuesday. And,
he has the highest IQ. Nobody's ever had a higher IQ.
You know, I couldn't say
because I don't have the best IQ.
I don't have any access to the scores of any politician, so I couldn't speak on that. But I do think that it was actually started kind of, we thought it was going to be just a joke matter, and people really took to it. And it's great. We've had a lot of interest in
Mensa. If you're going to call somebody a moron, you better be able to back that up.
Exactly. And so, we said, sure. You know, we were reached out to. A news organization contacted Mensa after the interview came out, and in which President Trump said that, I believe it was a bit tongue-in-cheek, that he and Secretary of State Tillerson would have to compare IQ tests.
I don't think he understands what tongue-in-cheek would mean.
I'm not going to go there because I haven't tested
him. But she's not here in a political context. To be fair, Kevin did have another question.
He did. And Kevin, to answer your question, honestly, I don't know. I am not anywhere by any means a psychologist or an expert in intelligence. I have intelligence myself. And as I said earlier, the organization certainly has no political opinions. I'm certain that our members on all sides do, but I don't really have an answer for you as to where that that particular interest or interest into intelligence comes from.
Okay. I was just wondering. Thank you.
I will throw in this little tidbit. There is an extinct species of human called Neanderthal, and they actually had larger brains than we do by about 20%. So it just goes to show that size isn't everything. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Take care. All right. You're listening to Think Wing Radio on KPFT 90.1 FM. My guest is Taz Chris, who is the American Mensa Board of Directors Vice Chair for Region 6 and the President of Gulf Coast Mensa. If you want to find out more about Mensa, you can go to AmericanMensa.org.
Correct.
If you want to find out about the scholarships, you can go to...
MensaFoundation.org.
Yeah, you see, I always have notes. I've got so many notes, and I can never find what I'm looking for. But you can also go to ThinkWingRadio.com, and I've got links to a lot of this stuff. I've got links to HarrisVotes.org. I've got links to VoteTexas.org. I've got links to the American Mensa. I've got links to the scholarship. I've got all kinds of links. Today's show announcement, thinkwingradio.com. And please ring the phones. Send us some money. We have Mensa stuff. We have free sample IQ tests for a pledge of $25. We've got a small premium basket at $50. We've got a large premium basket with really some cool stuff for $100. And, of course, your contribution is tax deductible, 713-526-5738. Bob, do you want to try to provoke any phone calls?
Are you in
the mood?
That Mensa questionnaire, that's geared for a reasonably age group, right?
If you can read.
Are you referring to, like, the practice test or our test in general?
Well, the thing you made available as a gift. For
the sample test.
Oh, yeah.
So is there, like, a age threshold that?
So all of our standardized testing that we offer two different types of tests, and both of those tests are normed for age 14 and over. So anyone who is 14 and over can register to take our test, and yes, the practice test is geared in that age range as well.
I've been 14 several times.
We do have a lot of very young members. Frequently, they get tested for like a gifted program at their school or some such thing. And you can also, as we spoke about earlier, submit evidence that you qualified in the top 2 percentile to us. And we'll take that as well as our own tests. But our tests are aimed at 14 and over.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're not in the mood to pitch for me. You do a decent pitch. Not in the mood.
I don't quite know what to say, but I can tell you that you've got a fan at the Terrell unit, my friend John Green. He really loves your show.
Well, I appreciate that, John.
I tell you that, and if he had some money, I think he'd probably make a donation.
I'll take that as high praise. And, of course, there's Gabriel. I know that Gabriel has listened on occasion.
Gabriel Hall, yeah.
Yes.
And do you know the inmates gave... according to the Chronicle, we're getting all this reporting lately on TDC, but they donated $53,000 to flood victims.
Really?
And I think...
That money comes dear when you're a prisoner.
The number of donors they were, but it averaged out, I think, to $8 or $10 a piece, but there were a few that donated several hundred.
Well, that's really cool. And I appreciate all my listeners, including prisoners. I have nothing against prisoners.
And we need a few more donations tonight,
please. We need not only a few more, I think we need a few. Have we had any calls yet?
There's one, I think. I asked for the form to be brought in here so I could take a better look at it.
Well, perhaps someone out there is listening. And
you can donate online.
Yes, kpft.org.
And the direct text thing, right?
Yes. What is it, 41444? Mm-hmm. How does that work exactly? I've been meaning to ask.
You know me. I've got the flip phone.
I think that the way it's supposed to work is you text to 41444. I need to get more information on this. I should have it for the next show. And then I think that
there's some instructions you get.
There are some instructions you get. I don't know if there's a keyword you have to text, like pledge or something. I just don't know. I should know that. Oh, well. We'll know for next time. 713-526-5738. We have a call coming in. I'm going to let Gary get to his question while Bob is picking up that call. Gary, can you make it brief so we have time for the other caller? You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering how Mensa differentiates the Sanford-Binet versus Otis versus the other tests and how they correlate the different scores, and I was also curious about the nature-nurture concept. If you've never been to school but you have an IQ of 182, like Einstein, but you've never been educated. How do you differentiate that to nature from the nurture of someone with an IQ of 112?
Okay, that we got the question, and we're on limited time. But, yeah, I think we have your point. Go ahead, Tess.
So, Gary, briefly, as far as the different tests, they all have different scales. And as I mentioned earlier, our testing program is overseen by our national supervisory psychologist. So what qualifies and what is considered in the 98th percentile on any given test, that is in his court, and I just do what he tells me.
It'll vary depending on the test.
Very much so.
And I think going to the point that you were making about nature versus nurture, it might very well depend on the test you take. They have tried to develop IQ tests that, with the attempt of making them less culturally biased.
Actually, we have. I mentioned earlier, we have two standard test batteries. There's our regular one, and then there is our culture fair test. And that test has no words on it at all. It is all pictorial based. So we do actually test for intelligence with the idea of what picture comes next in this sequence, what
less
picture
cultural
matches.
Bias.
Exactly.
Although you can never subtract it all.
You can never subtract it all, and we do tell people that are interested, if English is their second language, we absolutely recommend the culture fair test, because the only thing at that point they need to know is enough English to understand the instructions.
Okay, Gary, I'm gonna let you go and get to MOD, who always complains I don't give him enough time, but he calls when I don't have enough time. So take care, Gary. Could you give me MOD?
We got a pledge.
We got a pledge. Mazel tov.
Yay. Thank you. Kathy, for calling tonight and supporting.
Kathy was the
Wing Radio.
Was the pleasure. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. I appreciate that. And MOD, 45 seconds, man. I'm sorry.
No, I waited too long calling. I was reading an article in Science Journal about 10 years ago, Mike, and they read that the Neanderthal was about 10% bigger than the human sapiens.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that its intelligence was like it had a sixth sense. It could smell a distance. It could hear a sound, so to speak. So they had a different. They're intelligent because they were not the reference y'all were talking about. It was a different type of intelligence.
Well, just really quickly, I'm going to respond to that to the best of my knowledge. That what they've done is they've done LaTeX. Whoop, we've got more. We have to go.
All right, guys.
I'm being given the sign. Captain Colonel Shaggy, I demoted you. All right, thank you so much. You've been listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig on KPFT 90.1 FM, Taz Chris, American Mensa, and go to my website, thinkwingradio.com, and now I'm being booted out.
Just a whole slew of geniuses in here. It's amazing.
Yes, all kind of musical geniuses, general information geniuses, engineering geniuses.
Thank you. Stay tuned for the Colonel Shaggy Show.
What converts a KPFT listener into a KPFT contributor? One reason is a sense of social responsibility. Many people who make their first ever gift tell us that they view KPFT as a shared community resource. And if you get some value from it, you should put something back in. Today, we ask that you consider the value you've received from KPFT over the past year, or two, or three. Then please put a little something back in, not only for yourself, but also for your entire community. Many people make their first ever gift a $60 contribution. You can make a difference, and the process takes just 2 minutes. Call 713-526-5738. Call right now, 713-526-KPFT. Thanks for listening to 90.1 FM, KPFT.
Black history is happening every day. It's time to start thinking of it outside of a day or a week or a month. We hope to inspire you by enlightening you with those people